May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. We're just having some fun in this holy week and just looking at some of the events on the days leading up to the cross. And on Tuesday, there were a number of things that happened. Jesus spoke to the Pharisees, rebuked them, cursed the fig tree. But this is also one of the stories that he told that Father Ron read from Matthew. So I just picked that one, since that was what the Lord was speaking in my life, and it would be a word for us. In a lot of these stories, and even parables that Jesus told, especially in this part of Matthew, he uses the term a lot, watch or be ready. And we all, many times, will think of that in terms of second coming, and that certainly can be a part of what's being said. But he's speaking words to his disciples who are around him. And he knew that his return again wasn't going to come in their lifetime. So there are spiritual principles that transcend just the second advent. And the whole idea of staying in a condition of readiness, of watchfulness, is important. If you remember in the story that Ron just read, it says, this has been one of my really important scriptures for me for some years now. It says in verse 6, it says, "But at midnight there was a shout, 'Behold, the bridegroom,' and then come out to meet him." And this has been really a ministry, this word to me, about our part. His part, our part. Not only the Lord is he always making all things new, he's always doing new kind of things. That's true in our lives too. And when we talk about, I've said this a lot lately, breakthrough, we're not asking God to break through. God broke through in the person of Christ. Christ himself is the breakthrough. What happens is we have many, M-I-N-I, and many, M-A-N-Y, some of them are big ones too, breakthroughs into our own enlargement of personal experience of all that's ours in Christ. We grow in faith. We see things. We move forward. And we pray for breakthrough. That's what we pray, is that the God of breakthrough will pull us through into experience of the larger room that he set our feet in Christ. And so the Lord's always coming to us. He's always coming. There's always this sort of thing, behold the bridegroom. And he travels spiritually a long way, working things, preparing us, the time is right, to call us to a new place in him. But there's a part where we have to come out to meet him. There's something that we have to do in response. In his grace, he comes to us, but that last little step has to be our part. He even graces us to do that. But still, there is a place where we have to, in response, in obedience, in surrender, in whatever, we have to come out to meet him. And I find this to be true in my life all the time. God's always doing something else in me. Something more in me. There's always more. He's always making new things in me. He's always pulling me through. Most of the time we think of breakthroughs, and charismatics talk about breakthroughs, they talk about some major place where they're moving in greater signs and wonders. And that certainly is part of it. But I don't know about you. I get called forth into breakthroughs weekly. Just places of repentance, places of faith, places of obedience, places of response. You know, things that God does, lay this down, lay complaining down, lay whatever down, selfishness down. And he just gives you insight into new things when you move forward. But there is a part where we have to come out to meet him. We have to respond. Now, the interesting thing is that these virgins, some of them, when they were waiting for the Lord, they were waiting with watchfulness. They were on ready. Some of them were, and some of them weren't. Because when they took their lamps, some of them took flask of oil with them. Others didn't. And so when the sound came, behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him, all the virgins began to get ready to go out to meet him. And the ones who had brought their oil, they trimmed their wicks. But the ones who didn't bring their oil said, "Can we have some of your oil?" And the ones with the oil said, there may not be enough for us. Go into the market and buy your own oil. And of course, by the time they went and did all that, that moment, that kairos moment, that opportunity for breakthrough had passed them by. You can't live on other people's oil. You know that oil speaks of the Holy Spirit. We have access to so many teachings and teachers and tapes and now the internet stuff and YouTube. And those are all wonderful things, but in the end, you can't live on somebody else's Holy Spirit experience. You've got to cultivate your own oil. That's the readiness. You've got to be postured, filled. What happens to a lot of us, and I know I've made an art form out of it and all these decades of walking the Lord, that God will come to me in a moment and I'm not ready. But I'm scrambling to try to get spiritually ready, and by the time, it's like a lazy Susan, that thing kind of passes by. Doesn't mean it won't be other things that God's doing, but there was a moment where I was to go out and meet Him. But only those with oil went out to meet Him. The others didn't. Only those embraced that moment because they were ready. And so the word I would say for us today is this, is that your own experience of the fullness of Christ is nobody else's responsibility but yours and mine. It's cultivated in a life of intimacy. It's cultivated in a life of consistent obedience in the little things, staying in a place of readiness, appropriating in the moment the life that Christ is in us. You see, victory in Christ isn't just a guaranteed, like, poof, lifetime thing. It's lived out moment by moment. And it's those moment by moments that prepare us for those times when behold the bridegroom and we're now filled. We're only those filled can respond. But we too often scramble trying to get filled so that we can respond. Something I learned a long time ago too is that often He comes to us and invites us into a new place in the midst of crisis. One of the things I learned a long time ago, that in the midst of crisis, when Jesus came to them in the storm, it was a storm. They were scared, but Jesus came to them in a storm. Invited them into a new place of faith, seeing Him as their all. And when you find that He comes to you, especially in crisis, it's better, instead of scrambling your way back into the presence of the Lord, to already be there. To already have oil. Be ready. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.